you would like.
855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site we give away to you for free. So go and enjoy freetalklive.com. With you in the studio this evening, it is Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
Allie is here back with us, and kind of a surprise. You just showed up.
I know, I just kind of showed up.
Showed up into town and posted on Facebook, and you're back, and I thought it was just going to be like a holiday visit, but it turns out you're back for good.
That's right. So, back in Keene, this is where the heart is.
So D.C., you know, it was. I'm sure it was an experience. You were, and by the way, we'll talk about the gun thing here in a moment. But
yes, I learned so much, and what an incredible experience! It was awesome being able to produce all this great content for Adam vs. the Man, and I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, you did a lot of writing, as I understand it, and then you co-hosted with Adam as well.
Yeah, and the co-hosting, obviously, I had experience doing
sure.
with Free Talk Live, but the writing Liberty content was the most exciting part because my mom's always wanted me to write, and I never thought that I could, I never saw that happening in my future to be published, and it was really cool to see something that I wrote be made into a video and then get all this feedback and viewership. So that was cool.
And you were so kind as to make one that really kind of featured Keene and some of the things that I had done here, as well as the Free State Project, which I thought was fantastic. So,
yeah, that was a really fun one to write.
Now, so, while you were down there, did you ever get the chance to actually go into D.C.?
I did go into D.C., but it wasn't for anything political. I just wanted to check it out, had some time off. And
so you went to some of the museums, I guess?
No, didn't go to any museums. I went to Georgetown. It's
okay.
Like a very
college?
Wealthy university. It's a wealthy, like, little area.
Oh, yeah, there's the neighborhood called Georgetown.
Yeah, that's what I, where
I went.
And
then there's the university that's in that area.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not super familiar with D.C. I didn't, obviously, I only went there once. And then the only other time I've been there was, like, for a field trip in fifth grade. So, not really familiar with it.
So, did you connect with, like, the Liberty movement around in D.C. at all? Or was it mostly just focusing on producing a TV show?
I met some people, some activists that stayed on there, and that was really cool. And, Meg McLean and Nathan Cox, I saw them.
Meg's down in Austin
she
now.
She just moved, yeah?
Yeah.
That's right.
But I got to see her, I guess, before she went to Austin.
Cool. It sounds like it was exciting. Glad to have you back on board, and I'm sure we'll talk more about whatever it is you decide to do next as that happens. AllieHavens.com, still the website, right?
That's right.
Okay. So, obvious story is obvious as far as what we should be talking about here tonight, but maybe we'll be coming at things from a different perspective than what you've been hearing throughout the talk radio waves today if you've listened to any other shows prior to Free Talk Live. Obviously, there was a shooting big time. In Connecticut, the story is all over the place. This one from the Hartford Courant, where 27 people, including 20 children, are dead after a shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The gunman killed himself inside the school. And it goes on, of course, to talk about the terror and the horrible experience that this inevitably was for those children, not to mention the adults that were privy to this encounter as well. And certainly not the first school shooting that this country has experienced, and it won't be the last. Inevitably, the calls are coming now for gun control with Bloomberg from New York City, as well as Boston's Mayor Menino calling for a national policy on guns. I don't know what it is that they think they're going to do to stop crazy people from getting their hands on weaponry and going and killing innocent folks.
You just put up signs that say gun-free zone. That stops them every time.
Right.
Clearly. In fact, it seems like what it is does the reverse. Gun-free zones seem to attract the horrific killings. Whether it's the theater in Colorado from earlier this year, whether it's, a college campus.
Virginia Tech,
right.
Columbine.
And this one, I think, I saw the body count in this case only was like the second highest, Virginia Tech being the highest of all time. So whether it's a college campus, whether it's an elementary school, the damage that
and
can be
actually,
inflicted.
And actually, Virginia Tech was not the worst school massacre of all time.
Really?
There was a school bombing back in the 30s
that
wound up killing, I believe it was 45.
Okay.
Yeah, but then they can't enact gun control legislation after a bombing. That isn't, no one cares about
right,
that.
Right, and that was also back in the 1930s.
You know, I have to say, I am somebody who would like to see a world without guns. I, you know, given the opportunity, I would like to press a button tomorrow and get rid of all, you know, all firearms and, you know, bazookas and nuclear weapons, things that go boom. I'd love to press that button
rid
of it.
But then in that case, you know, obviously people are still going to be aggressive towards one another. So even if
sure.
you could do that, then we would just be left with our bare strength and women would be at a disadvantage.
Or knifings. There would be a large number of knifings or people.
I've got a story about that.
Sticks.
Sure.
Crossbows.
Sure. I get I get where you're coming from.
Chihuahuas.
And I, you know, I own a firearm, so I mean, call me a hypocrite. I just wish I could press that button and make guns go away. Because there is a story in the news today, and it just so happened to go down today in China, where a man stabbed 22 primary school students. This is from the Bangkok Post. At a knife attack or in a knife attack in China today, according to officials, the latest in a series of assaults. The attacker has been detained, according to a spokesman for the county government, the Guangshan County government in the central province of Henan, where the stabbing occurred. 22 elementary school students were stabbed, as well as an adult villager. So, you know, you want to talk about what happens if there's not a gun in, you know, a crazy person's vicinity. They're going to pick up a knife and they're going to inflict damage on people as well. But, of course, what is interesting to point out here is that nobody died in this attack. And that's likely because it was just a blade. I mean, you would have to stab likely multiple times in order to inflict someone, you know, enough wounding to actually perish.
Well,
so,
the article, or at least an article from znews.india.com, says that one student and an 85-year-old teacher are in serious condition.
From the same incident?
From this incident in China.
Well, now it has happened that China has had several violent attacks against children over the past 2 years, including a spate of 5 incidents in which, in 2010, which killed 15 children and 2 adults and wounded more than 80. It doesn't mention what those incidents were regarding, whether it was a knife or some other weapon in that case. But given a crazy enough person, given, you know, the motivation to commit a crime, a horrific crime such as this, somebody's going to kill somebody, whether it's with a knife or a, you know, a club or a gun. Someone's going to be taking another person's innocent life, whether or not, whatever weapons are available, crazy people are what they are. And it makes sense to allow people to defend themselves. It makes sense to allow, in the case of, you know, these schools, which are just target-rich zones, basically, to allow people, the teachers, the staff, anybody that's visiting the campus, to be able to carry a firearm or be able to carry whatever weapon of their choice for self-defense. Because that's the world we live in. I'd love to press the button and get rid of guns, but then again, that's not going to happen. And there are hundreds of millions of them out there in existence today. And the idea that they're going to go away anytime soon or that you can have some kind of gun buyback program and successfully clean the streets up of all the firearms. Whatever the political solution is here that you might be fantasizing about, if you're one of those kind of folks, whatever it is, isn't going to work.
Well, my political solution is to end the public school system.
Well, yeah, that would be a good step in the right direction. Of course, private schools could have silly policies like this as well, but you would at least get to choose.
You know, if I owned a private school and say I even started a chain of private schools and one of my schools got shot up by some crazed killer, then that probably would look bad, pretty bad for my school.
Right,
so
that would look very bad for your school.
I would do everything I can to prevent that from happening.
And schools would, like cars, you know, have different security features or policies in this case. They would be competing on, you know, if parents felt safety was important, and I imagine most parents do, they would be looking for those features in a private school. Of course, best solution, keep your kids home, homeschool, unschool, in my opinion. I actually had somebody unfriend me on Facebook because I suggested unschooling today.
How
and had
dare
comments
you.
About, you know, how to keep your kids safe. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on the shooting today in Connecticut? Bring up whatever's on your mind as well. 855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1697.7. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,739.81, $869.91 for a half ounce, or $434.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,739.81, $869.91, and $434.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Hey, enjoy all the features that we share with you there. We've got a lot of them, including listening options. Live streams, they're there for you. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, so different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. In addition, we've got over 100 radio stations from coast to coast. that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options include XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard every single night, and our KU Band free-to-air channel up on Galaxy 19. You can get us there as well. In addition, there's our webcam and the listen lines that can allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Again, listen.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live, of course, is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, it's right here in New Hampshire with people who think like you do. People like Allie and Daryl and myself who... Now, you guys are both originally from Alabama, but you didn't know each other, did you?
No.
No.
My sister knows you.
Yeah, I actually met Allie's sister back in 2008.
Okay.
But did not know Allie until this year.
So it's the Free State Project that has brought the three of us together into the studio, together in the same place, as well as over 1,100 other people here in New Hampshire. People who've come from all around the country and even indeed around the world to converge their efforts in one place and make a difference. And, you know, there's got to be something special here, Allie. You went down to Washington, D.C. for a little while and had some fun doing a national television program, Adam versus the Man. But you came back. I mean, there's got to be something that's special about a community to bring you back to it.
There is. I mean, it's like the kind of thing, if it didn't exist, I would wonder why not. And, you know, how can we make it happen? Because that is one of the hardest parts about being a free thinker, I think, is that you're around a bunch of people who just go along with whatever the status quo is.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
It's, you know, and then you seem crazy to them. And so when you come here, some people might still think you're crazy, but you'll have a lot of people that understand where you're coming from and, you know, can help you grow. And that's the best part, is we all help each other grow.
Right. Not only that, it's also a growing movement. So not only are there already a bunch of people here, but there are over 13,000 people who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project once we reach 20,000. So we're over two-thirds of the way there. And if you are interested in actually a chance at seeing freedom in your lifetime, you really owe it to yourself to go and check out the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire. You'll find those over at freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up what you want. Obviously, the topic on the table is the shooting today in Connecticut, but there's a bunch of different aspects that I think are worth covering that you're probably not going to hear much about in the mainstream media. But Pizza Guy is on the line to start things out here in Fargo. Pizza Guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
The shooting in Connecticut is terrible. Children dying is a tragedy. Mm. But to me, you have to have a sense of proportion. And to me, it just underlines the fact that, you know, maybe a dozen or two dozen children died today, and each one of those is a tragedy, and it's terrible, and I wish it hadn't happened. You know what? A dozen children died last week in Afghanistan, and a dozen children died in Iraq the week before that.
Great point.
And it's on news, and it just keeps happening. And I think that, you know, it's okay. If you look at the shooting, you say, well, it's the cost of public schooling. It's the cost of buildings where you can't easily exit if there's danger. You have to, because we want to keep them like a prison. Hmm. So that's just the cost of that world. If you have a callous look and you just accept it smugly, well, then fine, that's you. But if you, this is what really gets me, is people have the audacity to be shocked and appalled at this kind of murder while weekly brown people far away are dying. And that kind of racism, it makes me sick.
I don't know if I would call it racism. It's more like an ethnocentrism.
But whatever you want to call it. Look, you want to make fun of black people for eating fried chicken? Like, haha, that's funny, okay? I don't call that racism. What I call racism,
like fried chicken.
When you actively devalue the actual life of a human being just because you don't know it or can't think about it or can't imagine yourself as it. Each one of those precious Iraqi and Afghani children out there in the Middle East getting blown to bits for no reason at all. It doesn't compare. Hundreds, thousands are dying. Innocent
great
human
point.
Beings.
I appreciate your passion, and I wish that more people were as outraged by it, because when you really think about it, it's outrageous. And to think that people respond to crisis like this and say, with a superficial response, like, well, we'll just try to control guns better, it makes me think that they're not really taking human life seriously.
Right, and I have intentionally not read news stories on this until just before the show when Ian said that we were going to discuss it. And one of my friends on Facebook posted a quote from one of the Kardashians. And I guess the Kardashians, they're supposed to be really famous people. And
yeah, there was
father,
some TV show about them or something.
The father was actually one of the defense attorneys for O.J. Simpson.
Oh, really?
And said, sending prayers to those families who have lost children in this horrific crime. I'm really at a loss for words. Something has to change. If this tragedy doesn't change something in this country regarding guns, I just want to scream and cry, deeply saddened. And so she said, my response, yeah, tell me how many guns were used to kill Nicole Brown Simpson.
Mm.
And so I posted my response. How many school children have been killed by American bombs as part of the war on terror?
Countless.
Yeah. And not just in Afghanistan and Iraq. There's been drone bombings in Pakistan, Yemen, I believe the Sudan. You know, half a dozen countries at least.
It's a fact that governments are the greatest killers of all time as far as great as far as mass numbers. Not great as in good, but they are the ones who are responsible in the last 100 years for millions upon millions of lives being exterminated, innocent, peaceful people being exterminated around the world. And a lot of those have been young children. And, of course, it's I'm not just talking about the U.S. government. I'm talking about all governments, period, that which we know of as the state. And it is tragic, and I'm glad that the pizza guy called in tonight with his, you know, passion on this issue, because it is important. But nonetheless, you know, it seems like the American traditional position is that Americans, now this is ethnocentrism, is that Americans are better than the rest of the world. American children are more important than the rest of the world's children. And Americans are more important than the rest of the world's people. And on top of that, American bureaucrats are more important than American people. So there's like three tiers. There's the lowest tier of all those other folks. There's the rest of us in America tier. And then there's the elite bureaucrat tier. Because, you know, you look at the way they treat a police officer when a police officer is killed. They get a parade.
Yeah.
These kids aren't going to get a parade. So
they might get a memorial.
They might. That's probably the case. But
I think people are just looking to government to know how upset they're supposed to be about things.
Hmm.
You know, like, they don't hear governments complaining when, you know, they themselves kill school children, of course. So
right.
No one cares about that. And then when government gets upset about something like this shooting, like, it's obviously there's some insidious nature behind this. They want you to be upset over things that will they can see ultimately giving them more power over us.
Yeah, right. The politicians, like the governors of the state or whoever, won't be speaking out about killings in the Middle East. But this is easy for them to speak out on and, you know, win political points with people. 855-450-FREE, whereas you talk out against the military and people hate you for it. So 855-450-FREE, you can take control. Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio control planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horse head pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Talk Live, toll free number here tonight for you to bring in whatever you want is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line joining you in studio tonight. It is Ian here.
Allie.
And Daryl.
Allie Havens returning to Friday nights on Free Talk Live. Back now for
That's
good
right.
in New Hampshire. Good
I missed
back.
You all.
Oh, we did too.
We missed you.
So we'll take your calls, of course, about anything. It doesn't have to be about the shooting situation. You can bring up anything you want. In fact, Allie, I know that tonight you brought something in to discuss about a judge and his opinions about a rapist, which are interesting. We'll get to that here in a little while. 855-450-FREE. Also, want to let you know about SACL CAI. Perhaps you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections. Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do early out billing and purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner right at the top of Free Talk Live's website at freetalklive.com. It is the top banner on our banner column on the right-hand side. So check out SACL CAI. I was sharing a story about a stabbing, a mass stabbing in China, and I didn't quite get through it here, so I just want to bring this to the front, juxtapose it against what happened in Connecticut today, the horrific shooting of something like 28 people, most of them children, most of them elementary school children.
Well, and I don't mean to be insensitive, but I've been curious, you know, how could one, I think part of the reason why people are afraid of guns is because it's easier to injure more people because it's an efficient tool. But
yes.
with a knife, how do you stab so many children before they just run away from you?
Good question. We don't have that level of detail from the story in the Bangkok Post, but the man did attack the students with a knife outside of an elementary school, resulting in injuries which were not life-threatening. It didn't give the children's exact ages. Various different assaults have happened since 2010 in China, resulting in 15 children killed and two adults as well, and wounding more than 80. The assaults have forced authorities to increase security around schools and led to calls for more research into their root causes. I don't know what research is really going to give you besides the fact that some people are unstable and they are willing to do horrible things to other human beings. You can dig into each of those stories, and in some cases you can find some similarities, like, you know, if somebody is beaten as a child, if somebody is perhaps raped as a child, if somebody is, you know, abused mentally, physically as a child, these things can lead to serious problems in adulthood. You got people who don't have a certain level of contact. They've shown, I think, in a number of studies that I've seen over the years, that human contact, especially as you're developing as a child, is very important. Contact from mom and dad, for instance, hugs, you know, attention. These things are important.
Hugs, and that, not drugs.
Yeah, and that kids that don't, you know, kids that have parents that yell and hate them, yell at them and hate them and don't touch them and don't hug them and don't love them, those are the kids that are more likely to go on to beat their loved ones. They're more likely to start killing small animals as their children and then move from small animals up to humans at some point. I mean, there's no guarantee that those things will happen, but it's those kind of environments, in my opinion, that create the sort of psychopaths that we're talking about here.
Yeah, I think as a child, that's sort of when you build the foundations for your psychology, I suppose, growing up. And if you have rocky foundations as a child and you don't get what you need, then you're building, you know, it's not good.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome here at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Have either of you ever heard Loveline with Dr. Drew?
I have heard it.
I think I've heard it, but it's been a long time.
It's an interesting show. They do a late-night show, and it used to be with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew, and he's kind of changed co-hosts over the years, but the constant has been Dr. Drew. And it's interesting, you know, when they call, when somebody calls in and has some kind of an issue, Dr. Drew can almost always nail it by asking them what their trauma was, or like he knows already, whatever, depending on what the issue is that that they have as an adult. He'll ask them, like, well, were you molested by a family member growing up? And like 99% of the time, the person says yes, or, you know, were you physically abused? He can target it based on just what, you know, the things that they tell him, the stories that they tell, and the, you know, what their personality is like. In some cases, just their voice as well.
Yeah, there's this. I was listening to the to a show with Dr. Drew, and this woman called in to complain about mold issues, and he was like, and they're like, people who complain about mold are crazy. Like, and I never thought about it, but it's kind of funny. Like, yeah, they
unless they're dirty, in which case they are kind of crazy.
I guess there are people who actually like are allergic to mold. I wouldn't say that that doesn't exist, but somehow he was like, all right, you're talking about mold. How's your relationship with your mom? And she was like, I call my mom 10 times a day. And it was interesting for them to go into that and figure out what was going on there. So yeah, that's cool when people can like trace it back to your childhood.
Violent crime has been on the rise in China in recent decades as the nation's economy has boomed and the gap between rich and poor has expanded rapidly. Now, by the way,
I thought
just
China was communist, so there was no rich or poor.
They just call it communism. Of course, you know, the communist who's not in power will always look at all other communist regimes and say, oh, they're doing it wrong. But in this case, the way this is written makes it sound like violent crime comes from an expanding economy, and that the economy expanding results in a gap between rich and poor. It kind of that sentence makes it sound like all those things are causations for one another. but they're not necessarily. Violent crime on the rise in China, there are a bunch of different possible reasons as to why that might be happening. And if the economy's booming, that doesn't necessarily mean the gap between rich and poor has to expand. That has to do with the economic setup that a country has. So, like, if you've got, for instance, a big taxing government on the top of a people and they tax people a whole lot, that hurts the poor people more than it does the rich people. And so, you know, governmental redistribution schemes in a lot of cases create that gap.
Well,
that disparity.
They create dependency as well, which is what you're saying. You know, it hurts the poor because, oh, well, I'm giving everything I make to the government. I'm so glad they're here to give me housing and food and clothing and this and that and the other thing. Whereas if you weren't being taxed of everything you make, then you would actually be able to make more and produce more and probably actually be in business for yourself.
Well, government's just been proved over and over again through example that while people somehow think that it's there to counter these private interests, which or whatever people think the government's doing, they're always ending up being there as a tool for,
absolutely,
like, the wealthiest companies,
yeah,
to maintain their monopoly on whatever industry they have a monopoly on.
Right, well, that's the other side of the wealth transfer process. I mean, I was only speaking generally, but on one hand, you've got the welfare state that keeps individuals dependent on the state and keeps them poor. And on the other hand, you've got the corporate welfare state,
yeah,
which enriches the richest, you know, 1% at the hands of the government, at the victim, you know, victimizing the poor and the middle class in that case. And so these government regulations that purportedly help the consumer are actually there helping the big corporations.
And then you have the what I call the progressive thought circle of corporations own the government, so we need the government to regulate the corporations who own the government, so we need the government to regulate the corporations that own the government.
Right.
And, of course, the government itself is a corporation as well, the biggest corporation.
Yeah.
So they say that studies have also described a rise in the prevalence of mental disorders, some of them linked to stress as the pace of life becomes faster and socialist support systems wither. But authorities say that murder, which carries the death penalty, remains far less common than in most Western countries. And I wonder why that might be. Why is it that, if that's true, if it's a true statement, that murder is less common in, you know, China than it is in Western countries? Why? 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. You're welcome to comment on the Connecticut shooting or any aspect or any topic you like. Take control here at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hey, folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll free 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site for free. If you would like, you can support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter then into the Amazon of your choice. We've got Amazon US, UK, and Canada all there. You click into the right Amazon for you, and then just get your shopping taken care of. Get whatever it is you're looking for at a great Amazon price. The same great prices you're used to, same huge selection. It's the same Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. Just get your shopping started at shop.freetalklive.com. Still not too late to get stuff in time for the Christmas holiday, but you better get on the site as soon as possible. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to your thoughts, Josh is in Maine. Listening to WEGP up in Presque Isle. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to say, I'm not so worried about the guns. You know, it's too bad, you know, kids get killed that way, but there's more kids killed every day, by either drinking themselves, driving off the road, hit by a drunk driver, or, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true that this... It's really bad. This is really the problem with government, is that people will, this story is super, out there. It gets people's attention. It's really tragic. But no one's going to put a story out about, like, what are the most common ways that children die?
You know, I have statistics on comparing school shootings with other ways of dying.
We can get to that here in a moment, yeah. But I want to make sure, Josh, was there some other thoughts you wanted to share on this?
No, just, you read it, every day in the paper, like even in Maine, at least once a month, there's, three or four kids, they're coming home from a party or something like that, and the guy or girl, whoever's driving is drunk, they go off the road, hit a tree or down over a bank, roll over, somebody's ejected from the vehicle, there's
right.
two or three and kids every couple of weeks.
There's no reason why this guy couldn't have run down some kids in a car either.
You know, I mean, just because it was a gun was his tool of choice for his violence doesn't mean that he wouldn't have been able to find some other way in the absence of having a gun to do this sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, the government will never get rid of the alcohol because they get so much money off the tax of it.
Mm-hmm.
They put tax on the bullets. They wouldn't want to get rid of the guns.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're taxing bullets. If you go to Walmart.
Not like they do with alcohol.
I get what you're saying. It's probably just a sales tax, but I don't know what, you know, different states probably have levels of taxing.
Well, Maine's got a sales tax, but you also got a federal tax on the alcohol. That's why moonshine's illegal. The government can't get their money off of it.
Well, they do get money from the gun permits that they give out.
That's true. But good point about the moonshine. That's a great point. People are still being arrested for making their own alcohol without government permission. Josh, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Anything else on your mind?
No, that was pretty much it.
Appreciate the call, man. Thank you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. According to the, Boston, Michael Bloomberg has issued a statement. This is Breitbart.com. Michael Bloomberg issued a statement going full bore after gun owners on the heels of the tragic shootings in Connecticut. Mayor Thomas Menino of Boston issued a similar statement. It was just as strident and just as political. Quote, as a parent and grandparent, I'm overcome with both grief and outrage by the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. This unspeakable act of violence will forever imprint this day in our hearts and minds. My heart goes out to the families impacted by this senseless tragedy and the many others we have recently witnessed across the United States. As a mayor who has witnessed too many lives forever altered by gun violence, it's my responsibility to fight for action. Today's tragedy reminds us that now is the time for action. Innocent children will now never attend a prom, never play in a big game, never step foot on a college campus. Now is the time for a national policy on guns that takes the loopholes out of the laws, the automatic weapons out of our neighborhoods, and the tragedies like today out of our future. Well, that's nice to say, but how are you going to do that exactly? How are you going to stop gun violence? Massachusetts, where he lives, is already an incredibly restrictive place for guns. We were at a police event recently when they unveiled the Bearcat here in town. I was talking with one of the officers, and he told me that a friend of his had gone down to Massachusetts to get some sort of concealed permit or whatever and brought his pistol with him, and they took the gun from him. And he's lucky to not be facing criminal charges as well. They just stole his gun from him. One of our activist friends was caught with a gun in Massachusetts and had that stolen from him as well, and took a plea deal and basically let them keep his gun in return for not having to go to jail and paying some sort of a fine as well. So, I mean, these people are incredibly restrictive on guns and frequently will point to New Hampshire as the source of the problem. So whenever there's gun violence in Boston or wherever in Massachusetts, they always point to New Hampshire because, you know, we've got relative gun freedom here in comparison to Massachusetts. Oh, well, we would have a gun-free society if it just weren't for New Hampshire and their gun freedom.
Why are they pointing to New Hampshire when Vermont has even more gun freedom than New Hampshire does?
Well, I don't know. New Hampshire's closer. Not really, though. Vermont's pretty close to Massachusetts as well.
You don't need a concealed carry permit to conceal carry in Vermont.
You know, I was curious, looking at the tragedy today and the, you know, dozens of children murdered, and then also over in China, you've got 20-plus children stabbed. In the China story, everyone survived, although you mentioned there's a couple folks in serious condition in the hospital. But thus far, everyone has lived through this. And I agree that it's tragic that anyone's life is taken. But I wonder, is it worse? And what do you think about this? Is it worse if you had to pick one between your child being murdered at school and your child being stabbed, perhaps, you know, to the point of serious injury, but then living through it and having to deal with the mental anguish that comes along with that and whatever fear they might have for however many years of their life surrounding being victimized and, you know, living that kind of lifestyle. Now, that's not the way it would necessarily go. Maybe they would go and you know, be real strong and go in the other direction. But what is worse? Is it worse to have a child, you know, traumatized for life by a mass stabbing at school, or to have their life extinguished in a moment?
Well, I'm selfish because I don't want to be that parent whose kid got stabbed. And so, you know, I use it to justify all types of crazy behavior. I'd rather be the the family who's so sweet, and they have that cute kid that survived that terrible mass stabbing at the school, and, you know, gather support from the community. Like, I'd rather, you know, the kid live.
Yeah, so would I. And given the two choices, it's almost like, you know, the horrible choice of, do you want to fight the terrorist over here or over there? Well, I don't really want there to be a fight.
Yeah.
I don't want there to be stabbings or shootings.
I just, you know, when I hear the story about the Chinese mass stabbing over there, I know that there's somebody who's going to say, ah, see, that's better because no one died. They'll say that, ah, see, they don't have guns there, and so no one died in that incident, so guns should be banned here. And it makes me wonder, is it really that much better or better at all to survive a mass stabbing like that?
Well, it's also missing the point, because why did this guy choose to stab instead of shoot the kids? Like, it didn't have to do with gun control laws, I tell you that. If you're choosing to stab a bunch of kids, you're not considering what are the laws.
Well, I wonder what the prevalence of guns are in China. I've certainly heard that they're much less prevalent in Japan.
I don't believe too many people have guns in China.
So that is a factor. Why is that?
I know that the Chinese government doesn't like guns, but why would it be?
Well, the Chinese government likes guns just fine.
Well,
their agents
like
have plenty of guns. But, you know, that would be a good question for somebody who's had some experience in China and, you know, can do more than just speculate on that. I know I've heard that Japan has very restrictive gun control that does result in more stabbings happening far more often than any level of shootings over there. So, to some extent, certain societies have been more successful at restricting citizenry from getting access to firearms.
So what you're suggesting is that it's possible that gun control laws could make it harder for criminals to get guns, hypothetically, and maybe empirically, but that it obviously doesn't keep people from being violent and hurting others.
Right.
Exactly.
And then again, we're still back to the position of, I get it. I don't want to have a bunch of people shooting each other. I get it. I don't want that. I'd love to see guns disappear tomorrow, because maybe people would be more likely to survive an encounter that didn't involve a gun. They are a really powerful weapon, but there's no real way to do that. It's the cat's out of the bag at this point. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, you know, if you've got a proposal, I'd love to hear about it, because it's ultimately going to have to break down to house-to-house searches of people's homes in an attempt for some sort of mass gun confiscation. If that's what you want, if you're somebody who thinks that's something that's a good idea, I'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. Forget about privacy, right? Forget about the right to, you know, keep your own possessions and have your home not be searched by some police squad. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. Take control here. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, pains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.